Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And our Football Friday today coming to you from Cathedral Catholic High School. Gwen and Chris, so happy to be up here for the Holy Bowl between Cathedral and Saints. And as Tony mentioned, all kinds of celebrities running around here at Cathedral Catholic. Tony, you just kind of blend in with the rest of them. All these former big league ball players and their kids now playing for Cathedral. We are so happy to be joined by Jermaine Dye, whose son is the middle linebacker for Cathedral.
Yes.
How are you, Jermaine?
I'm doing good. It's game day.
You're ready to go.
Yes.
How is game day with a middle linebacker son?
I think his personality is kind of like mine. I think we're just laid back.
Yeah.
Just try to get focused, get in the zone, you know, and just try to, you know, remember our keys and what we need to do for that night, and just try to look at it as another game. I mean, you know, it's tough. You know, he is a teenager, and with all the hype and the all this stuff going on behind me, but I try to, you know, give him a little bit of knowledge about big games. You know, you just got to, you know, keep it like a normal game and go out there and remember what you need to do and celebrate at the end of the game and hopefully with a W.
Now, being a son of a big leaguer myself, how much does Devin listen to you? Because you know how it is. You know, as much knowledge as dad may have, when you're 16, 17 years old, you feel like you kind of got a handle on
it. Listen, you know that. That's being a dad, you know, that our kids don't listen to us. I didn't listen to my dad. I mean, I hear what he's saying, but, you know, it goes in one ear and out the other.
Right.
We don't realize it until we have kids, and then we go, oh.
Oh, that's what he was talking about.
That's what he was talking about. But, you know, I think, this day and age, I think with hopefully with his friends and stuff coming up to me and asking me questions, and Coach Doyle does a great job of bringing the former athletes in, Eric Allen, Mike Haynes, myself, Rick Meyer. We actually did a talk in front of the whole team a couple weeks ago and kind of filled them in on what it takes to be a professional baseball player, what it takes to prepare to win a season. So, you know, hopefully they look at that and go, oh, my dad was somebody, and I need to listen to him and take it in. So, but
take it from me, listen to him. He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Tony's dad was somebody, but he didn't.
He was all right. He was all right.
He didn't listen to him. Jermaine Dye is with us, former great outfielder, White Sox, Royals, A's,
Braves.
Yes, we got him all, right? Four teams?
Braves, White Sox, Royals, A's.
Yeah. How do you like the game of baseball right now? Because there's been so much talk the last year or so about how the games are too long and there's too many home runs and too many strikeouts. A former player, how do you look at the game of baseball right now? Because I don't know. I think it takes a little bit too much criticism sometimes.
You know, I like it. I mean, I think, you know, the regular season is totally separate than the playoff season.
Yeah.
I think certain teams are understanding now that, you know, with the analytics and the launch angle and the hitting home runs does not work for the most part in the playoffs. You got to do the little things. You got to have guys that are willing to sacrifice themselves. I don't care if they're hitting third or fourth in the lineup, to be able to move a runner over.
Yeah.
Get a guy in from third base with less than two outs. And if you can do that, then those are the teams that go on and succeed through the playoffs.
There's so much – I mean, the regular season – this has been so much better to watch during the playoffs, because the regular season, you know, because so many teams, it seems like now, are almost conceding before the season even starts. You don't really get a quality game during a regular season. Yes, if you get a Yankees-Astros matchup in the regular season – that's going to be good, because those guys, they still do those little things in the course of the game. But I think a lot of the reason why people don't like watching it is because so many teams have given up on the season before it even starts.
You are correct. And, you know, I've played on a couple of those teams where we're in spring training and we're looking at the our competitors and we're like, hey, listen, I mean,
we're in trouble.
We're in trouble. I mean, I tell everybody, I mean, going into a season, I tell the fan that's the diehard fan that's been rooting for their team their whole life, listen, every team's going to win 60 games. Every team's going to lose 60. It's the other 42 to determine your season, and the one-run game to determine your season. The worst team's going to go 60 and 102. So, I mean, you don't have to watch every single game. I mean, as a player, we're out there trying to just win a series, you know.
Right.
We could just win a series, win in our division. Then at the end of the year, once we get into September, we get on a hot streak, then – we're good, kind of like the Nationals.
Yeah.
I mean, they are on a roll right now, and they are looking good.
What'd you think of the Padres season, just from afar? I mean, I don't know how close you follow them. I mean, you're in town, but we're excited that eventually they're going to get to where they want to go. I don't know if they went as far as we thought they'd go this year, though.
I think they came out hot.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it takes a couple months to see what kind of team you have. I think they got some players now on paper that can do some damage. Now it's, you know, now the next step is what the leadership, right?
Yeah.
You need to get a manager in there that's been and had success before, I think, and won before, and kind of can put a mix in there of a little old school, new school. And get the guys behind them and go out there and play every day for them.
Let me ask you this, Jermaine, because you've played on some really good teams in your career. How much does having a manager that has the experience or a manager that doesn't have experience, how much does that make a difference in the locker room?
It makes a big difference. I've been fortunate to have some great managers, Bobby Cox, Art Howe, you know, Ozzie Guillen. I mean, I've been fortunate, and to be able to have managers that have been around in the game and played the game at the highest level, and understand what players are going through on a daily basis, and know how to take care of a locker room. I think that that showed that the players are going to play for that kind of a manager, and they understand what we're going through on a daily basis. I mean, they know. When we're looking like we need a day off, they'll give you a day off, and you can argue all you want.
You're getting that day off.
And
how come that never happens in the radio business? I never have anybody come up and go, "Hey, you got to take tomorrow off."
I mean, but yeah, it definitely helps the locker room. It definitely helps players that only have a couple years in the big leagues, and they know that this manager has played the game and he knows what he's talking about, and it gives you a boost of confidence. Go out there and play for him.
Jermaine Dye, great outfielder in Major League Baseball. His son now plays right here at Cathedral Catholic. Thanks for dropping by and saying hello. Have fun tonight. Enjoy the game. And hopefully it's a celebration afterwards.
It's a celebration.
Son.
Definitely. Roll Dons.
All right. Thanks, Jermaine.
Jermaine Dye
right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.